Hello and welcome to Put an H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I am very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
And let me tell you why I'm well.
Yes?
We've got our first ever guest to the show today. This man is a podcaster, comedian, actor, general bon vivant man around town.
Whoa.
Most importantly, he's your brother.
Hello.
Tony Cantwell.
Yeah.
Really leaning into that like North Atlantic radio disc jockey.
Oh, brilliant.
Tony, hello. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm a huge fan. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
This is amazing. We never actually had a guest on, ever.
Well,
ever.
Maybe one night in, it's going to sound really weird, one night in Amsterdam when we were doing the old Catch of the Day podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Me, you and Brian.
We were staying in an abandoned, a converted hospital.
Yes.
An abandoned hospital.
There were ghosts roaming the halls.
I did see ghosts at one stage, but that's
that was the mushroom, so definitely.
That was your last guest.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was. How's everybody?
I'm good, man. What have you been up to lately?
Let me tell you. I've got a story right off the bat for you.
Whoa.
I was getting a car wash the other day.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
These guys washing these cars.
I was getting a car wash, and I was like, the first time ever I went with like the deluxe wash, right?
How much was that?
£12.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. So I was there and I was queuing up, and you know, the car queue, and then I finally get to the thing where you put in your code, and just as I'm putting in,
can I stop you there? I haven't been in the car wash.
As a matter of fact, you cannot.
Time, sorry, I'm in the car wash in a long time. What code do you put in?
You get, well, in this particular car wash. See, I don't want it.
Now. You don't go to the man.
It was a ticket, remember?
I don't want to go to the man. I don't want a man to be washing my car while I'm just sitting in there making eye contact with it. I don't want that at all.
Eating a burger.
You haven't changed at all.
No, I'll never do it. Because I remember we used to do that with like with our dad, and he would just... You'd just be sitting there, and I used to find that very uncomfortable. Just lads just walking around washing.
He loved it.
Fucking loved it.
Remember, like getting the early car washes, and you'd be there, not knowing what's going on. You're like, screaming.
I don't know, like maybe Joni find the same. But it was like a monster or something like that. Like,
I still haven't brought her into one because I kind of feel like she's going to lose her shit if she goes on.
But good anyway, or bad? Like
speaking of not bad, but speaking of losing their shit, I put in the code right. And I drive up, and there's cars behind me. And just as I'm winding up the window, a wasp comes into the car.
Oh, my God.
A wasp comes into the car. And I absolutely freaked out. And I was on my own. And I didn't want to... And like I couldn't open the door or open the windows because the things had started.
I love that.
And so... I was sitting there like, you know, like those old Tom and Jerry where they put their feet up on the chair like this. I was sitting on my chair with my feet up as if there's a mouse in the car, and eventually I flew around somewhere and I sort of got it like this, and it dropped around my feet, and I was like, I still haven't found it to this day.
So it's still in the car?
It's still in the car.
Oh God.
I'm just waiting for it to like crawl up my hand when I'm driving or something.
I literally purchased a car yesterday.
Terry.
First of all, dreading the expense of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
insurance, God, tax, all that. Oh, and it's a starter car. So it's like an 06 Ford Focus.
That's a good car.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a good car. I haven't seen it now. But on paper, that's a good car. I
mean, the boot, the sticky-outy boot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a car, actually. That was always my prerequisite.
You didn't want a hatchback.
Is that the one that...
I don't know.
Welcome back to Car Chat. I think it's a Ford.
Basically, I was wanted a car that looked like a Lada or something. You know, when you were young and you drew what a car should look like, where it went up in the middle and then down in the front and it had the back. And we have one of those now.
So that's a... hold on, I have the name.
Saloon.
Saloon. How do you know?
Because I'm a man. What's a dog? In the way that's a car.
Yes.
Like when you look at like the dog, if you had to draw like a dog, what would you consider as a
Labrador?
Standard...
No, well, I wouldn't.
Yes, it's Labrador.
Okay.
Labrador's big, though. Would you draw a dog big when you were younger?
What sort of dog? What are the ones with it? It's a pointy-eared one, I think.
A mongrel,
I think we can all agree.
Like, yeah.
A mongrel.
A mutt?
Yeah.
Well, that could be anything.
I mean, I haven't had a dog since I was 10.
What colour is your car?
It's like a dark green. Surely you have a picture.
Please show me.
This is great for the audio medium.
Just judge from our reaction whether we like the colour.
Okay.
I haven't seen the car yet.
Just practice it.
This is gonna be. Oh, it's gonna take me forever.
Sorry,
you got yourself vamped there. While I'm looking for this.
My car is black.
Okay, I know your car. I've seen your car.
So my car is.
I like your new car.
Thank you. I like it too.
What was the old car?
A silver Nissan Micra. Hated it.
I'm still learning to drive. And it's the only bone of contention in me and Terry's relationship. She like she could
if that you're not
up,
driving
just level me. Be like, well, you still don't know how to drive.
I hear you, man.
It hurts.
Oh yeah, getting it last year. She wanted it done before the wedding, so we could drive down to the wedding. I was like, yeah, I got bigger fish to fry here. I got a whole bloody mountain of debt coming my way. Like, I'm buying dinner for 140 people. I think the car can wait.
See, the thing about the Micra that I got, it was silver, and I remember I gave Mam the money, and her and Derek just got it.
That's very nice.
Let me see.
It's almost like it would change color in the light.
That does look like one of those, like, if you get it wet.
My ride cars.
Yeah.
We removed your two back seats.
It's clean on the inside, is what I like.
Oh, that's great.
Great bonus.
Yeah. Did you Hoover that? Yeah, I'll take it.
How did you go about, like,
so our dad is a taxi man. He sort of sorted it for us. He brought it, like, to his mechanic, because I wouldn't have a fucking clue. So it was just like, I went there, had a look at it with him, jumped in, he drove around for a bit. I was like, yeah, stereo works, and the key works, I guess. Like, he's like, yeah, that's good, yeah. But yeah, so I have to do my lessons now.
Have you taken any lessons?
No. Oh. I have six of them sitting in my drawer for about 5 years now at this stage.
The big problem with driving, I found, if you can just get the stopping and starting right, the rest is pish, as they say. Like, I don't know why it's so complicated. You have to press down on the clutch, first gear set. Like, why can't it just be like it is on PlayStation or something? Where it's like R2 is go. Why can't you just have a big PlayStation control pad? Like, it's just L2 is reverse, R2 is go.
But isn't that just an automatic car?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, why?
Just get an automatic. Well, yeah, that exists.
This clutch seems like I'm getting into the fucking, like, in the first lesson he teaches you all about what's going on when you release the clutch. I was like, I don't want to fucking.
I mean,
I'm a mechanical engineer. Sure.
No, come on, Andrew. I was in a new car, the other day, my brother-in-law's car, and he has a button on it. Just says, start.
Push button start.
Do you not think it's a bit ridiculous? Like,
not at all. And I'll tell you why I don't. And you'll appreciate this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I love more than anything. I have the key in my pocket, right? I leave my house. I walk up to the car. As soon as I put my hand on the handle, it unlocks because it recognises the key in my pocket.
Right.
Then I open the door, sit down, press the button to start. My music just comes on from wherever I was last listened to. I haven't pressed a thing. Except the button.
Except for that thing I just mentioned.
That is what I love most about it, I must say.
But, well, getting us off cars, because I think we'll be down
there. Yeah, we're so not our wheelhouse. Yeah, no, we never talked cars.
Absolute spoofers. Like, I haven't mentioned The Simpsons once yet.
I know.
I went to the cinema. As usual, get the movies out of the way.
Yeah.
I went to see Toy Story 4.
No.
Have you brought Joni to see it?
I have not. Terry?
Devastated me.
Typical.
I loved it. I was.
Oh, you loved it?
Yeah, but I was devastated by it. Like,
typical Pixar, fucking
big, horrible,
tear wank,
dirty, horrible, dirty cry out of me there was at one point.
Really?
Yeah. Like, real, like, trying not to make that ugly face when you're crying. You're like, you're trying so hard not to cry. You can feel your face changing.
Yeah, I got that with three.
Yeah,
I got that at three. I got that with three.
Gone down.
Yeah, when they're facing death.
Yeah, and they're all holding hands,
like, accepting it. That was the thing.
Like, the acceptance.
And I thought they were going to.
Yeah. I genuinely thought
they were. Like, that's how?
I was actually a little pissed off at how they got out of that, though. And in
but there's a callback to the claw.
Yeah, I know, and but it was just a little too. Because everything else was so real. This was a bit like, of course, the toys.
The rest of the anthropomorphic toys was also grounded in reality.
But they sucked me in up until that point. But yeah, I was the same.
They couldn't actually end it like that, though. Like, you know.
Body won. Yeah. They all died, if I remember.
But I think it's
four was good.
Yeah, really good. But like, it's a bit like Slight. Like, and a lot of the other toys are off to the side. It's mostly. Have you seen it?
No.
mostly Woody's story. But the thing that got me about 10 minutes into it, because you know, it's the girl.
Jessie?
No, no. The little instead of Andy.
Oh, right.
Bonnie.
Yeah.
And it's like, me, myself and Faye are going to be having a little girl in November.
Mazel tov!
First time on air, actually.
She
probably listened to this episode.
Broke the news last time. I was like, oh, it's not public yet.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But
congratulations.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. There's a bit where she goes to like play school for her first day and she has like no friends. And I was like, I'm like, what is happening to me as I've gotten older?
Everything makes me cry now, especially on film. Especially if it's involving kids in any way. It's just like,
yeah, Terry's brother was like, my Terry.
Yeah, we should say
my wife Terry.
Tony's, his partner Terry.
So my brother-in-law Shane, he was saying that since becoming a father, he's realised that pretty much every premise in any film is about removing innocence.
Yeah.
In some capacity. Removing the innocence of some sort.
Go through some trials and tribulations, come out grown on the other side.
Can't we just stay the way we are?
I always, if ever I'm watching a horror or something with Kerry, like the first 10 minutes when they're all happy, I'm like, I love it if it just ended now.
Yeah.
And that's that. And they just went about their business.
Are you going to go see Midsommar?
What is it?
The hot new horror.
I tell you what.
Have you seen it?
The Ron Cantwell's host in this podcast. 2 years of so much to talk about.
It's
Midsommar.
Fucking great. Did you see Hereditary?
No. That's someone recommended it.
Yeah. Someone, I think I might have said it to you. Like,
Some fucking idiot recommended it to me.
I thought Hereditary did, but I think Midsommar makes all other horror films like obsolete in my opinion.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Like just
big
like
talk.
The idea of just like a slasher is just like, get the fuck out of here when you see this. It's just unsettling, beautifully unsettling like the whole time. Did you see The Witch?
Yes, I enjoyed The Witch.
We reviewed that on our old podcast.
Yeah.
And what was great about The Witch was because they're speaking in old English. Mm. You were completely captivated.
Yeah.
I was like, I was on my phone for 5 minutes. I was like, I can't understand what they're saying. If I'm scrolling, I have to put it down and watch it because otherwise you're just lost.
It's almost like subtitles.
Is this one kind of like that?
No, this
one's like, so the premise is these American students go to Sweden on like some kind of class research trip. But they all have kind of like, well, one of them has like a weird, there's something, you know, is overcoming this kind of depression. And they're brought there by like an exchange student from the US, but like it's to celebrate Midsommar, which is a proper Swedish holiday that they do the dance around the maypole. They put like flowers in their hair. But it's just like this tradition, and they have all these weird, it seems like they're like a cult.
You know, like cult horror movies.
But you kind of like, everything seems so kind of grounded and real, the things that they do. It's not like fucking, well, these guys are wacky, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so grounded that you're like, if I actually was there, would I get involved?
That's kind of the key to a good horror as well, isn't it?
If believability.
Like, yeah.
But it kind of, like you're saying, grounded. It gives off serious vibes of The Wicker Man, but more, and not the Nicolas Cage one. Like
the beast!
There's a bear over there! Follow the bear!
But literally in that film, it's like, okay, we've run out of script, or we're just trying out script, we're just going to follow Nicolas Cage around this island.
Let's go over here.
Give me that bike.
This is gold. Keep going. Let's follow him.
I wonder if that was during the writer's strike. Could have been around the same time.
Actually, yeah.
Because I know Quantum of Solace, they were writing that on the fly.
Really?
Yeah.
They had no script. But a lot of them are like hampered by it. Or like they get these guys that are producers, but they're not allowed. What film was it? I think it was The Other Guys or something, or Adam McKay. You know, he's like big improv guy, and he couldn't give them any notes on improv because he was credited as a writer on the film.
Oh, wow.
So he would be trying to like circuitously get around it by like saying, like, instead of being like, yeah, that's good, why don't you try it this way? Because like the writer strike was on and he was director.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, like he'd have to like say it to somebody, a grip or something like that. Wow. To sort of like, hey, Will, why don't you try this or whatever.
No,
like,
wow. Jesus, the levels they have to go through, like, just to get around it. Like.
And that was some of the best.
Yeah.
That was some of the best improv.
I have to watch this horror now. That's mighty big talk.
Speaking of horror, I saw you're going to be
in a horror, I can probably send you a link.
Send me a link.
Where I play Zipface, the killer.
It's a zipper face.
Or Zipper Face, whatever. What did you read?
I saw Zipper Face, and it was shared.
So play.
What's your character?
John McClim. Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of like looking at these kind of like, you know, camp kind of slasher tropes, yeah. But it kind of like shows like what the killer does in the downtime. You know, when they have all these big killer set pieces, and you're like, I wonder, but how would he actually have organized that? How would he have organized the body falling out, and then have the, you know, the monkey kind of hitting the cymbals at the right time, and all this kind of weird stuff. So it's that kind of thing of just like you seeing it, but then the kind of like moments before and like how it was set up, or like moments after, like clumsily.
And is there a bit of comedy in it, like? Or?
Yeah, there is. Ah.
It seemed like that from the clips, like even like you're trying to keep the door closed or whatever. I thought it was quite funny.
Having to sellotape it shut just to keep the dead body in and stuff like that.
And how long is it? Is it like a short film? Or
it's like 10 minutes. It was like funded. So Fergal Costello was the director, and he got funding from the Irish Film Board, and it's part of Screen Ireland. And it's actually, it'll be out by, well, it'll have premiered in the Galway Film Festival.
Is that why you're in Galway on Saturday?
No, I'm in Galway on Wednesday. To that because I'm doing Loco Fest.
Oh, hello. What is that?
I'm very intrigued by that title.
There's this thing, Bingo Loco, where it's like pretty much like a trance dance night, but like it's bingo and everyone's pissed and everyone's getting roasted being like, hey, fuck you. So I'm not doing that, but I'm doing comedy before.
And then maybe
we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
What I liked about the Zipper Face character is that you there was a keen striking resemblance to Kane circa 1999.
Yeah, you gotta get it out.
Yeah, I love that, because even the hair, like, it was sort of over the face. Loving it.
Yeah, they were going for this kind of like, is this like a Batman comic where the Joker like removes his face and then has to put it back on his face with this like permanent smile, and it's really kind of creepy. But it was so tough because I didn't have my glasses on, and then I had like these lifts in these boots that were like probably like half a foot, so I was basically walking in like high heels
with no glasses,
and then all this blind on as well to like kind of inhibit my body and give me like this natural kind of like limp. So I'm walking around with this limp, like can't see for shit, and it's in the dark, and I'm walking in high heels, and I have to emote with my eyes or something. I don't know. Like, and I don't talk.
I was going to say, like, do you speak in it?
Like, there's a smaller speaking thing, but like it's just a zipper on my mouth, so it's like. Oh, your man Ploon, what are he's doing now? Yeah. Like, what's he? He's always good. He's gas as well.
I almost put that in my introduction. Ploon himself.
Here.
Oh god.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was in a circus.
Okay. Oh yeah.
What was this? You had a cape on.
I'm still waiting for the big video reveal.
What are they be doing?
I don't know why Zipperface reminded me of circus, but it. No, I'm not showing you the full video.
Like. You said for Andy Ryan's birthday.
Yeah, I'll show you.
27th of July, this one.
We went to the circus just off the M11. Like, you'd never see it. Like, there was 20 people in the audience.
But how did you know to go? Was there like a flyer?
We were passing it one day, and Joni was like, "Oh, the circus." So we were like, "Oh, we're going somewhere else, but we'll go there tomorrow, whatever." So we went back, and like it was good. It's like they can't use like elephants and lions anymore, so it's like dogs and geese and stuff.
What?
Like
that's good.
Danny
DeVito running this
jumping up on his thing, running up a ramp, running down.
they had
dogs. Yes. They had dogs. They did have a horse that ran around, and the dogs jumped on the horse's back and all this sort of stuff. Hmm. But all that sort of stuff. But then,
how big was the dog?
There were several dogs.
How ranging like jumping from large on the horse's back? Like
a dog, dog.
A dog dog,
yeah,
like, big and small,
jumping on the horse's back.
Yeah,
oh, interesting.
Got a bit of a boost from some of the people, but the ringleader or whatever he was, anyway, like we had like ringside, which I didn't realize was like right up to it, like set, like there's like the ring, and then there's like a row of seats just at it, and then there's like a big gap, and the rest of the riffraff, and so we were there, and he was
look at
was
you,
sketch.
The riffraff.
Yeah, you know.
What's the difference in price?
Like £2 proceeds, genuinely
spitting
so
back.
Long suckers.
It's like, I guess I love my kid more than you love yours, huh? So we were there, and then eventually he came around and he's like, oh, could you want to come up? I was like, oh my god, even thinking about it now, just Tony, like, she could barely give a shite, like, you know, she just was just looking around. And then the other thing, he's like, just do what I do. Like, it was one of those, like, you know, like in Always Sunny when D is like on Conan, you know. And she's like, oh, what, okay. And anyway, so we were there and he's like, yeah, you just do what I do, blah, blah, blah. And then so, but like whatever he told me, I was just like, okay, yeah. And then
shit, like, what did he tell me?
Well, you see, I thought I messed up. Kerry insists that it was part of the act. It was like this sketch where they had like four people on. One guy did this, like, we're making a movie. One woman screamed. I was like the evil wizard. I'm supposed to knock on the door and come in and go like this or whatever. But he's like, you don't touch the door, you don't open the door, you just walk right through the door, okay? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then so, but like when he did it, he pretended to knock on the door and opened it and all that. Anyway, so I went in, I knocked on the door and just walked through the door. And then he like looks at the audience like this. He's like, just walks over to me and he puts his hand on my shoulder and like, and just like takes me back to do it again. But I thought I'd messed up, so I was fucking like, oh no, I'm such an idiot. And the whole time, and then so I did it again the next time and sort of got it right, like in that.
But did you open the door a second time?
Well, see, that's why I thought, okay, the first time must have been deliberate, because the first time I went like this and the whole thing just fell, but like deliberately.
All right, okay.
You know, but I was so embarrassed, yeah, when I thought I messed it up. Now, there's only like 30 people there. Like,
still.
But I was, oh my God, even thinking about
wearing
it.
Wearing a cape and all.
Wearing a cape. Like, yes.
And think you're the king. King of Arklow, huh?
King of Arklow. But yeah, fucking hell. Circus is actually all right, like, but it's, yeah, you know, wouldn't go back.
Did you get any pop?
Any pop?
Corn.
I did get some
tell
bob.
Us about the bob in the
no, I'm done with the story. Oh,
okay. Popcorn's very expensive these days,
though. Very expensive. Shocking. Lighthouse is pretty good,
yeah,
because it's a fiver, but that's, yeah, still extortionate.
I went to see Spider-Man with my nephew and it was
good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good. Jake Gyllenhaal is bringing it, as always.
Yeah, here everyone's, but it's almost like people are like, they just can't Spider-Man? Say too much about him.
He's not Spider-Man.
Let's get the fuck out of
well,
here.
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
It's Marvel movies are a bone of contention on this podcast.
Give him a chance.
He spoiled Avengers Endgame for my wife.
This is the third podcast in a row. This is
and I just got her to watch the first Avengers.
I'll tell you what, let me just explain.
No,
I won't.
What was the spoiler?
I can't tell you. You're trying to catch me out
the
here.
The end of, no, like,
on Twitter.
You posted the end.
No. Terry's new to Twitter, right, first of all.
Hold on. Don't put this back
doesn't
on
matter,
me.
It doesn't matter. No, it's irrelevant.
No, has of this.
Yeah.
But
I've had Twitter for years. I just haven't used it.
Yeah. Because, you know, the whole Sonic thing, there was like a petition and they went back,
yes,
ridiculously and said they're going to change it,
which, rightfully so.
The movie's already doomed now that they've done that. It's like, well, what else do you want?
Already, did you see the trailer? It was already doomed, like,
yeah, I know,
but you know why they were able to change it? Well,
because it's just the animation of it, the
because
rest of
no,
it
because no doubt they had, like, because there's no way they would have had the best character designers make something that looked like that. There was no,
I,
like,
didn't think it was that bad.
They must,
oh,
have
looked awful.
I mean, they look great.
Yeah. Weird, like, individual teeth and the eyes, but, like, yeah. I reckon the character designers had something very I mean, if it's Sonic from another planet, he doesn't look like a hedgehog there. They can just have the actual Sonic look exactly like Sonic,
yeah,
in the world. So I bet they had the character designers do that, and then they were like, no, we need it more real. Look at Detective Pikachu. They all look kind of real. They're all cute, and they probably was like loads of things from the you know, the studio saying fix it. So I bet they had a fallback that they could just kind of go back to the original design.
Mm. Well,
interesting.
Fair enough.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's you know, fair game. But the point that I was making was,
sure,
that they did that. I was like, oh, fucking, bound down to the masses. And then I seen a petition of like, oh, the people are asking the Game of Thrones to completely redo season 8, and a million people have signed the petition. I was like, yeah, fuck off. So then I seen a thing of, and they see, I don't know any Marvel movies or anything like that, so I just assumed this was public knowledge. And someone said they want the ending to be redone.
It was a petition to save a certain character.
Sure.
And I said, and all I said was, like, I never seen the Marvel movie, but fuck off. As in, like, you know, like, whatever they ended it with, just deal with that. And I looked through the comments and everything, like, there was no one like, oh, spoiler alert, or anything like this. But anyway, so I got a text from Terry, like, about 6 hours later.
Yuri.
You fucking idiot. And I was like, what? What?
What the hell?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And so I was back and forth. So the reason why is because I knew how annoyed he'd be, and I knew Faye wouldn't even have been close to as annoyed as he was, because he would have been trying for years to get Faye to come over.
She loved the Avengers, well. Right, liked it a lot. There was tears. I'm like, there was tears.
When is this going to end?
And it was like, no, fuck you. But I already sort of showed her Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 and Thor. So she likes part of it. So it was like getting the more grounded ones in there.
Mm.
And then she's like, oh, I would like to watch the rest of them. And then it was just like, after that,
I just assumed
Iron Man 3 knowledge. She had no interest
in. That's such a shame.
Yeah, and it's such a great movie.
Yeah,
I held my hands up. I apologised on air.
You'd probably like Iron Man 3. If you like Lethal Weapon, you'd like Iron Man 3.
Would I?
Yeah, it's by the guy who wrote 3. Lethal Weapon.
But I need to see Iron Man 1 and 2 though.
Watch the Avengers.
Have you not seen them?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
Such a disappointment.
John Favreau. If you like swingers, you'll like Iron Man 1.
How are you pronouncing that? John Favreau, we say in Dublin.
Billy Joel.
John Favreau, Ben and Billy Joel start together. Kim Basinger. Although that is actually the correct one.
Basinger?
Basinger? Basinger? So that's how that happens.
Yeah. Spider-Man's good anyway. I'd recommend go see
it. I'll check it out.
A lot of Trumpian themes going on in it.
Ooh.
Post-truth, all that stuff is...
very good. That's very interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting. So
it's nothing to do with Into the Spider-Verse. That's a different one.
No, that's
you watched that?
No.
It's really good.
Of course not. Into the Spider-Verse is actually probably the best comic book film. After, I love Superman 1, the original.
Yeah.
But then...
I like the original Superman.
I was watching Superman... Here maybe we go. It was 2 the other day, and I had in my head that it was like, Cantwell fucking loves this shit, but he hasn't given whatever, like, Marvel ones. No, but
Marvel is just too, like.
What? It wasn't back then.
I don't even know. Anyway, have I seen any Marvel? No, I don't know.
You Superman, just don't like anything that's like, oh, that's a big thing. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
You like, what is it? You like to be, like.
Superman is sort of grounded in.
Is it, yeah?
You know what? Let me finish.
An alien from another planet comes down and flies around, but turns back time by flying around the world's rotation. Yeah. It's grounded.
Maybe I'm a DC man at heart.
Well,
it's like Suicide Squad.
Never seen it.
Good.
I'm with you with the
just
Batman
the classics.
Ones. I'm with you with the Batman.
Dare I say, can we talk about the Simpsons?
Yeah. What?
Please?
Okay, let's get into it.
Know what this is?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, first of all. I have to say, well, first of all, we got to number 8 in the charts this week. So thank you for listening. And
in the charts and in our hearts.
And in our hearts. And I must say, it has probably largely got to do with the fact that we announced that you were coming on, Bross.
Yeah.
And when I put up your sketch, the one that you had for the live show of Homer, that like it was retweeted by Ireland Simpson fans. Like before, I thought like, oh, maybe Tony will see it and retweet it, and I'll get a few. Mm. And it's like Terry just texted me like an hour later. It's like, oh, I seen the tweet, good stuff, and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. And I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's like so much. It's like Tony hasn't even seen this yet. Look,
the
at
phone
all this.
Is on fire, it's smoking.
And then later that day, we realized we're at number 8. It's like, this is the best day for the podcast ever.
The best day of my life.
But what I love about the Homer sketches is like. How it's just gone like darker and darker. Like the first one was hilarious because that's just dad as far as I'm concerned. So you're taking the piss here, son. You're supposed to be in by 11.
Yeah.
And all this sort of stuff. And then it just gets some more. It's like, my boss, Mr. Byrne, thinks you're awful as a proper buffoon.
I could really relate to the one of like, I got these windbreakers. Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. It's like, that is like pure like dad or whatever. Like that.
It's like, on the inside. Now, Bart, would you wear this? Kind of a cool windbreaker. Now, Carl from work got a load of them for the Six Nations. Not exactly my style, but would you wear that? Fleece on the inside.
He's like, he said to me the other day, he's like, I got a free shirt from a lad across in the pub. Do you want it? And I was like, what size is it? Like, yeah. The figure's like, it's a double XL. I'm like, yeah, no problem, sure. It's like,
I don't think I've ever gotten a shirt off someone else that wasn't. Like at least 5 times too big.
Like, yeah. Nobody has like a nice like fitted shirt.
I've never got a nice
giving away a good fitted shirt. Yeah. Don't give me away their best clothes.
Always some sort of XL.
Yeah. Like, oh, thanks. Like the sleeve down to your knee. Like,
and then there was like Homer's tight 5 as well.
Yeah. that's probably the least popular one.
That one's like a real slow burn. That one, like. Yeah. But
I couldn't find a couple of them actually. I was looking for. I couldn't find that one with Bart and the dog. Or the cat. Was it Bart and the cat?
Yeah, we're like to kill Snowball.
Yeah.
That was like the best part was the Mr. Byrne. Because the fact that it cooks before he even finishes saying back,
if you go out that door, no fun are coming back.
It just cuts off.
Oh,
okay, there's something about a well-timed edit like that. Makes it so much funnier. But would you have a personal favourite of any of those ones that you've done, or one that you thought, like, that's probably the best one that I've done of the Homer ones?
I felt like having the kind of, like, you know, because, I mean, the one, like, you know, you're supposed to be in by 11. Yeah. Is obviously dad.
You're taking the piss here, son. You were supposed to be in at 11. Yeah, I will have a cow. I will have a cow. When you're living under my roof, you're... He's what? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, for fuck's sake. Milhouse is after getting his stomach pumped. They think he might be in a coma. Is his Elfla there? Of course he's not. How are you, son? Are you all right for money? Right, I'll leave 20 out for a taxi. Have you eaten anything? Your mother and I were going to order a Camille. Well, what do you normally get? I'm not reading the fucking menu over the phone, son. Not a complete gobshite.
Yeah. You know, and then, like, you know, we're ordering, you know, do you want anything, you know, for dinner, you know? Like,
that's the first time I ever heard of a Camille, by the way.
Is it?
It was in that sketch. Yeah, it's right
there. Yeah, people said that to me. But also, really? Being like, but also, like, how dad would be like, so, like, okay, look, everything's fine. But then be like, I'm not reading at the fucking menu. Joking.
It was so, like, dad. When I showed dad, I was like, just know this is you. Yeah. And it's like, how are you, Sonny? All right. Is Elfla there? Carsies, man.
Yeah, but and I also loved, like, I felt like that was probably one of the better kind of, like, putting a bit of colour on the world without being so on the nose.
Yeah.
No, you know, some of the other ones are like, you know, we had that guy who sold us the Faulty Lewis, you know, that's clearly, you know, and that's so on the nose, but, like, being like, it's a dad, of course he's not, like, but, like, in what's this Kirk like, in this world, what's that Kirk like, is he, like, drinking cans, is he, like, you know, on the bag or whatever, you know, is he?
And then the one where he's proper, like, just losing his mind, you know, the one, I mean, like, I'll see if I can maybe put them in even on the audio or something like that, but, like, if you're listening, go and check it out.
Yeah.
You can use all your material. But the fact that it's like, all right, it's confirmed, like, he's losing plot, you know, and it's like the fact that you call back to such early episodes as well, like no, that was back in season 2.
Something we don't cover on this show.
I know, we started on season 4.
That's a good show.
Yeah, and I still thought that was too early at the time. But now I completely.
But thinking about it, I think we, like, season 3 has so many good ones in there as well. Like,
season 3 has a lot of heart,
but also has a lot of comedy in it. Like, I think the softball one is season 3.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah, the General Sherman is season 3. Like,
late season 3.
Yeah,
maybe we could do that as, like, a special. Whenever we do a special one or something like that. See, I keep changing on our Twitter or whatever, like
to 9. I said we've gone down to 9. Like, now it was like 10.
It started with 11. But, like, it can go to whatever.
Season
but
4 to 6.
But I feel like it. But I feel like saying 4 to 9 makes it look a bit more legitimate, because that's more of a, like, when it really sort of went. Mm. And I thought when we reviewed that season 12 episode where they got trapped in the school. I remember Skinner Sense of Snow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was awful. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus, that was only season 12, and that was that bad.
It's really weird, because, say, my nephew was asked me to put on, he listened to the show and he said, can you review season 26 episode 4?
Absolutely not.
A Treehouse of Horror episode. And I was like, we put it on when he was down in the house, and he was like, oh, I like it because there's an episode where they go to school in hell or something like that. So it's like Skinner and Chalmers are like a two-headed monster. Really unfunny.
Yeah.
But, like, the next part of it was, like, a whole thing about Clockwork Orange, and I was like, what, like, does he get this, like, what is and then he was like, oh, okay, like, but he was laughing, and then it was like, he's only 11, so I was like, okay. Then I just had on TV and it was like season 11, the one with the octuplets, you know, where it was like Larry Kidkill. He's like, or like, he's like, get these guys out of here, like, avec plaisir, the two of the camp fellas. And I was like, thinking to myself, like, that's actually, like, I didn't realize that was season 11. I would have thought that was maybe earlier.
Yeah.
In it, like, or like, I still, there's still a bit of, like, mine, gold to be mined there. Like, it's not terrible. When we watched that one, season 12, I was like, Jesus.
Shockingly bad.
Yeah.
How is it,
when's,
like,
the Garbage Man one? Is that
That's nine.
Because even for me, that's almost getting a bit too.
Yeah,
that's like they're put the.
Is
the,
it sort of widely acknowledged? I remember. Did you watch that yoke that I sent? By the way, the link for the
completely forgot that.
Unbelievable.
The next guest. That's what I don't watch before then.
But it was basically some Irish guy. It's on YouTube. It's actually really good, where he just breaks down like almost scientifically like how it got shy. And he kind of goes like, and then there was season 9 or something like that. And that was almost seen as like when it really started to sort of tip, even though it had some great episodes. But he sort of broke down like as an example, like a joke from like season 20, whatever. And a joke from like where Bart sells his soul. And like they were saying like the difference of between like the dynamics of the joke in the later seasons compared to like, you know, in where he sells his soul, where Bart's riding his bike and he jumps off and the thing rolls over like the big street sweep or whatever, and then it comes back, it's shiny, he gets on, it cracks in his mouth, like, it goes down the stairs and then he's breaking down, he's like that's 5 jokes in 15 seconds, first it gets crushed, then it's brand new, then it breaks down again, then you know, like, and then it's like just some like, you know, malevolent street sweep.
That's the thing, they put so much more effort into like set up punchline, we're gonna go again and maybe like and push it a little bit further, whereas the latest ones, it's just,
it is genuinely, and I love the fact that everyone just calls it that, like now there's a show, whatever, it's like this is based on a very similar show from the 90s,
you know what I mean.
But they are very different shows, like The Simpsons. But
so you think like season 9,
when I think of like the Garbage Man, the kind of U2 one, and when it was kind of a lot of like, I think there was like Reese Witherspoon or maybe Lisa Kudrow was like one of Lisa's friends or something. Like when there was loads of just voices from other people, like when there was like a lot of guest appearances.
They really, like, they made an effort with the guest appearances early on, like James, like even, we were saying, even playing themselves, like James Woods.
75, 85, 90, and a dollar. Thank you, and come again. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, could I just ask you a question? Did you believe that? I mean, the way I gave you the change, did I sound like a real Quickie Mart, you know, kind of guy?
Actually, I thought it was a little labored.
Huh.
You gotta lose yourself in the moment, man.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, let's just try that again, okay? Come on. Hey, come on. Hey, get over here. Okay, now you're you, I'm me.
I'm me?
Hey, don't jerk me around, fella.
Ernest Borgnine,
like Barry White.
Larry White.
Barry White.
No, it says here Larry White.
I know my own name.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, my unlimited love to y'all. It's truly an honor to be here at this. Hey, what is this all about anyway? Oh, God, no. You people make me sick.
But then it just got to, you know, exactly the sort of stuff that they went sort of almost against, where it's like, Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Like, that's right, Lisa.
Oh, God.
But, like, I don't know,
Britney Spears?
Like, even that James Woods, when we talked about it a few weeks ago, where it was like, you think, like, it's not really organic. He's coming to work in the Quickie Mart to research a role.
Yeah.
Yet the way they write it, or the whatever way, it just works so
seems
much
very
better.
Real,
it's not like you're announcing, here's your guest star of the week,
even though
he was, if you get what I'm saying, like,
could have been anyone. Like,
there's no hoopla around. It's like, tune in this week, James Woods is on. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Where if they're deliberately going for like Lady Gaga is going to be on.
Yeah.
Give us your ratings. Like,
plus there was a real switch from like being, I never realized how anti-establishment it kind of was. Like, it seems, it doesn't seem like
Fox,
it now.
Like,
but even like, you know, when they were shown as out of context, like the other shows, the family shows that were on TV in like the late 80s and all, and it was very like, you know, Full House and the Cosbys and all this sort of stuff. And then like, maybe not season 1, but like season 2 or some or so onwards, like there was a really like, you know, where it had like that one where Lisa's sitting in the sitting room and like she, like they're all in hell or something like that. Wasn't that like a
that was when they stole the cable.
It's real like surreal almost. Yeah. Like,
and that was the other one, Bart ruined Thanksgiving. That actually fucking scared me as a kid.
Yeah.
When it was like,
hey everybody, I'm home.
Bart, you're home. Oh, my special little guy. We were so worried.
Oh, it's great to have you back, boy. We were afraid we'd lost you.
Welcome back, Bart. I'm sorry we had such a terrible fight.
Bart, isn't there something you'd like to say to your sister?
Okay. I'm sorry, too.
No, 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 that won't do at all.
Yeah, boy, get down on your knees and beg for forgiveness.
Yeah, beg me, Bart, beg me.
Lisa, I beg of you, please forgive me.
Now we can blame him for everything.
It's your fault I'm bald.
I'm sorry.
It's your fault I'm old.
I'm sorry.
It's your fault I can't talk.
I'm sorry.
It's your fault America has lost its way.
I'm sorry.
It's all your fault.
I'm sorry. 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 I'm sorry.
It's your fault I can't talk.
Yeah, yeah, all that like real weird imagery. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then as you say, it kind of becomes more and more polished, or you know.
And then compared to now, where it's almost flipped the other way around, that it's almost just, it is the establishment.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, like, it is. Like, going for 32 years. Like, just kill it. Like, just kill it.
Why do you, like, it's so, like, hate, not, well, hated might be a strong word, but, like,
disrespected.
Yeah.
Or unrespected.
If I, any social, like, I seen a thing today on Instagram, right, where it was the official Simpsons account, and it was the usual sort of hopping on the bandwagon. It was the US soccer team animated, and it had one rapping
that,
and it was like a big banner. It's like, it's not the White House, but come on in. And the Simpsons are like on the pavement. Like, there was like, anytime I see them like sort of posting on that, I always check the comments to see what it is, and it's always just like, please just stop the show, please shut up. You know, like, you know, like,
did you see that thing that was going on Twitter for a while, when it's like, who, it was like voting for, or just people nominating who they think was the best character, like, created just for one single joke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you discussing that previously? Yeah.
No, we discussed our own, but
I text you the one that I thought, where it was the guy who was, Homer was looking for a mortgage extension.
I need another extension on my mortgage payments.
I understand that, Mr. Simpson, but according to our computer, your credit history is not good. It says here that you've been pre-declined for every major credit card. It also says that you once grabbed a dog by the hind legs and pushed him around like a vacuum cleaner.
That was in the third grade.
And well, it all goes on your permanent record. I'm sorry, but if you don't come up with that money by tomorrow, the bank is going to take your house.
Well, good luck finding it, because I'm going to take the numbers off tonight.
Well, we'll look for the house with no numbers.
Then I'll take off the numbers on my neighbor's house.
So well, then we'll look for the house next to the house with no numbers.
All right, you'll get your money.
That was it. Like, immediately, that was the first one that popped into my head. Like, yes, that guy.
The first, it was probably just because we had just done the episode on it. The one where it's like, this is what we feared, people. You know, with the elephants coming down.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa! This is the moment we feared, people. Many of you thought it would never happen, but I insisted we spend 2 hours every morning training for it. You all thought I was mad. Many of you requested to be transferred to another peanut factory. But now, we...
The fact that he wastes his one moment on it. Yeah.
Did you have one there?
Do you have one?
Kirk's boss, the cracker.
Yeah.
You're letting me go?
Kirk, crackers are a family food. Happy families. Maybe single people eat crackers. We don't know. Frankly, we don't want to know. It's a market we can do without.
So that's it after 20 years. So long, good luck.
I don't recall saying good luck.
So that's it. So long, good luck.
I don't recall saying good luck.
It's mad, like, that the whole meme culture.
Yeah.
Like, it's just become a whole thing in itself, like Simpsons related memes.
Like that guy as well, of the like secrets from a successful marriage. That guy, no, you can't, Mr. Simpson.
Yeah.
No one can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, used for everything. The most prominent meme going.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the new one that's sort of coming out where it's just got Homer's face where he's like, Mo, what are you doing here?
Oh yeah,
and I was looking up like there's always like, you know, like the last Pringle and like you looking something like that, you know.
But, yeah, I'm getting more of a kick out of the memes at the moment than the actual show.
Yes.
Well, like more than me actually watching the show.
Yeah.
Like, I even sat on the bus and I was like, I'm going to watch an episode of The Simpsons. And I was like, I'm going to look at the memes.
Yeah. Would you have a favorite character in it?
I don't like, I mean, obviously I love mostly whatever they do with Kirk, obviously, is you know, I love. But I love White Carl. Remember White Carl? Being like, my mother told me to never kiss a
woman. Oh, that guy.
I don't
remember this. It was when Homer had hair. Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein.
What season was this?
Season 3, maybe?
Oh. Remember
Demoxenil.
Homer? Demoxenil. And he gets the hair, and then he's losing the hair, and he gets promoted because he's got hair.
I don't remember this at all.
And he was Homer's assistant.
Yeah.
And then he kisses him at the end, and he's like, now get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember this at all. Oh my god.
Homer, he like fudges the insurance papers to get the hair replenishment treatment, and he becomes like Burns' executive. It's like, who's that young go-getter? Oh, yeah, because he has like a big head of hair, like, and they become like really rich or whatever. And it's like, Marge keeps telling him to save money for a rainy day, and he's like, well, there's never gonna be another cloud in the sky. And of course then he loses his hair, and they go back to normal.
But this guy Carl is just like, he's like, and like probably a very progressive gay character for the time, because he even kisses Homer and smacks him on the arse, and he's all like, and he's all like, I was like, you're not a fool, my mother told me never to kiss a fool.
Hello, Mr. Simpson. Ooh. I'm Carl.
He sounds good. Hire him.
I'll call you back, Marge.
Simpson, meeting in the boardroom tomorrow at 2. Just sit there and keep your mouth shut. Got it?
Yes, Mr. Smithers. He thinks he's so big.
You don't belong here.
Huh?
You don't belong here. You're a fraud and a phony, and it's only a matter of time until they find you out.
Who told you?
You did. You told me, with the way you slump your shoulders, the way you talk into your chest, the way you smother yourself in bargain basement lime green polyester. I want you to say to yourself, I deserve this. I love it. I am nature's greatest miracle. Go ahead, say it.
I
trust me, Homer. Take a step and say it.
I deserve this.
Louder.
I deserve this.
Shout it.
I am nature's greatest miracle.
I'll need 3 weeks vacation and moving expenses.
You got it, buddy.
Let's go shopping.
It's Robin Williams' brother from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Is it your man? It's like, David.
Why is it my mother to my aunt?
I actually thought that when you were doing it. I was like, I bet you're just playing by the impression. What about you, Terry?
Favorite character?
Favorite character.
See, we've talked about it a lot on this show. Like, Burnsy has always been one that, like, even
I really appreciate Burns way
from
more
way
this
back
time around.
When, like, and like, my favorite episode so far has been the Burns episode where, you know, Bobo.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a good episode. But I'm really actually like appreciating like Smithers a lot more.
Oh yeah,
as well. Just, I know we always had like the double entendres or whatever. Yeah. But like, even like the we watched the Halloween one last year, and it was like one of my favorite gags ever, where it was like,
what do you think, Smithers?
I think women and semen don't mix.
We know what you think. Young lady, you're hired.
Like, all these little sort of ones or whatever. Like, yeah. Or like when he's like scrubbing the toilet. Somehow he got demoted.
Oh, yeah. And Homer comes in.
No. Just the sound of his voice.
I know.
I want it now.
She's got a new hat. Which, I don't know. What
have you got? Like,
it'd have to be Lionel Hutz.
Don't worry, Homer. I have a foolproof strategy to get you out of here. Surprise witnesses. Each more surprising than the last. I tell you, the judge won't know what hit him.
Pipe down in there, Hutz.
Of course, any Phil Hartman. And that's like such a tragedy as well.
That really coincides.
Yeah, like season 9, I think, is his last appearance. Is it? Like, I think his last episode is the one where he has the lizards, and it's like,
oh yeah.
The Bart has the two pet lizards that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That, like, it's a video or whatever like that. Like,
And that definitely coincides with it. Yeah. It was. I seen a thing where it was like the top Simpsons episodes, whatever, of all time, and everyone always comes back to the last exit to Springfield is when the show peaked. A lot of people said, and we didn't particularly enjoy that one.
I didn't.
You know that one where they go on strike, like Dental Plan, and Lisa's playing the guitar outside, and they're striking. You know.
Yeah, I think that. Well, I think.
I think it's more of what it represents.
I think leading up to that, I don't know if you have one that has is as dense with jokes. You know, and maybe that's.
See, but that one was a bit light on.
It was light on plot, like we found. It was very sketchy, I remember us talking about it. And it's like, it's peppered with a lot of jokes, whereas.
It's very political almost, but it was.
I found the ones I had enjoyed the most this time around have been like with a proper story, and they have the jokes there to sort of lift it up. Like the one with Tom. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, Bart's dead. He's really got himself in shape. Like, but, like, that sort of, like, that is a great through line story. And he also have a little bit of, an offshoot story with Lisa and the Corey hotline. But there's so much good stuff in it as well that it's like.
Let me ask you a question, Terry.
Sure.
If I may. What would your least favorite episode be as far as, like, in the classic time frame? One that you just don't like, but a lot of other people do. I'll put you on the spot here, Terry, but Robert.
Obviously, the sketch shows, I have been quite vocal about, like, how much I do not enjoy.
The sketch shows?
Yeah, like, the not sketch shows, the clip shows.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, sort of...
Paint a Wagon and all that crap.
I actually like that one more, because the singing, I don't know why. Yeah. But, like, the one we watched where Homer's in a coma, or,
oh,
like,
yeah, fuck that.
There was the one where, like, something to do with, like, true love or whatever like that, and they go through all the relationships. So they show, like, Marge and Jacques, Homer and Mindy, Bart, and your one, the babysitter, and Lisa and Ralph, like, and then Grandpa and...
Your one. What's her face?
Mrs. Bouvier. Yeah. But I... Thinking about it so far, the one I have disliked the most was that one we were just talking about.
Last Exit Springfield.
Me too.
It was bollocks, if you ask me.
Also, though, a classic one that I... did not enjoy and you really enjoyed was Lisa's First Word, and I was really disappointed by how much, like, you
that had real sense. Like, I always loved that one since a kid. Like, that was always
but I don't like it anymore.
No, I loved it. I thought it felt
a bit flat, really. Like,
it's mad, like, going back, like, I've said it loads in the podcast, but you know, but you're here now, so but like, the ones that stick out most in memory, like, oh, this is a classic one, they always are the ones that sort of let me down going back watching these. And it's the ones, like, I thought Itchy and Scratchy the movie, I thought, like, oh, that's a great one, I can't wait to watch
that. That was very disappointing.
That was terrible. Yeah, like, yeah. Well, you know, by, you know, comparison. But it's the ones that you sort of don't think, like Burns Is Air, like last week, which I, yeah, you know, I never really gave it a thought, but, like, that was a great one.
Oh, that's,
you know,
that's excellent. Yeah, that's fully, you know,
I, like, Mr. Plough, I was slightly let down by.
No, and, I'm the opposite with that one. I think that one still holds up.
See, you that was the actually the start.
Yeah, that's the best line. Yeah.
That was probably what rejuvenated Adam West's, like, career. Like, anyway, yeah. But one thing that I always sort of, I was saying to Terry before, one thing I always prided myself on, Tony, you may remember this, is that when we were kids watching The Simpsons, especially, within the first few seconds, I could always say, "Oh, this is this one."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've prepared a few clips for you.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Now, I have a pad and paper there. Now,
okay.
This is what I'm going to do, right?
Is this a competition?
Yes.
Oh.
I've no prize. But,
okay.
Except pride. You may tear out a few pages.
Okay. Is it one each? Like,
I only brought one. So...
I'm so out of the habit, though. Like, I'm even... Like,
all I need from you is what happens in the episode. Terry, from you, I need the episode title and the season.
Oh,
but they're all within the classic.
But if I don't know the title, can I say the one with
what? You can have a point. I'm putting you holding to a higher standard. You host the Simpsons podcast.
Unbelievable.
So I'd be getting quotes. You know, when you remember, like, in like the 90s, you'd hear someone get a quote wrong, and then you'd be like, and you'd, like, say it again after them because I got it wrong. Now I'm that guy, like,
getting them wrong.
Yeah, getting them wrong.
The first one is
okay. No peeking.
Ooh, both writing down.
Okay.
Done?
Well, you're certainly doing your job today, Mr. Sun. Oh, rats.
Okay, you got that.
Hang on, just because there's a further plot in there.
I'll give you a second.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I know next.
Have the title.
Have the title.
I think so, because I think it's my favorite episode.
Oh, well.
Spoiler for next season.
All right. Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, most of my life I've had to live with the shame of being a screw-up. But now as I stand here with the award for the district's safest bus driver, well, it's like a dream come true.
Otto, wake up!
Huh? Ah!
Okay, yeah.
All right. A bit of a trickier one.
Yeah.
No, wait. That's not that one.
You have to think of how... I'll give you a hint. You have to think of how are the kids getting to school and the bus is impounded or whatever.
I don't know the name of this one, but...
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. All right, ready for the next one?
Sure.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll cut some dead air from this.
No, leave it in and double it. That's what I say.
And I might actually just play the clips.
Yeah, I think that's
rather than me.
May I offer my condolences on the untimely passing of your great aunt Hortense.
As her only living heirs, you stand to inherit her entire estate.
Know it.
Woohoo! Poor Aunt Hortense. Woohoo!
Woohoo! The only stipulation is that you spend one night in a haunted house.
Oh, isn't that somewhat unusual?
No, it's a standard clause.
Well, luckily, there's no such thing as ghosts. Yes, there's no such thing as ghosts. Best night's sleep I ever had.
Their tap water tasted better than ours.
Here you go. $100 each.
The real actual important thing to note is that they all got $100.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so that's yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
I'm hoping I'm getting the seasons right here.
You know what?
I think I know there's a trend.
I think you'll be happy if you get them all right. So I don't want to take that away from you, Terry. I was going to make it easier for you, but...
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever.
Maggie, can you say Baba? Can you say Mama?
Can you say get bent?
Bart? Mr. Rogers says it all the time. He does not.
Right, you both have
Maggie,
that.
Can you say...
Right. One of our favorite intros. Yeah, but you finished?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Tonight on Eye on Springfield, opening day at the world's first two-story
house. Oh, God!
Oh, God, stop!
A comedy nurse who's laughing all the way to the blood bank.
Okay, how many of you are here for shoulder surgery, huh? Gotcha!
But first, move over Baltimore. Springfield has stolen your idea. I'm walking
gotta
on the
stop
waterfront.
It there, like, I
once
think.
The center
really?
Of a thriving squid gutting industry, now abandoned by all but a few longshoremen and allied tradespeople. But the decades of rot will end with the opening of the South Street Squid Port.
Yeah, I know, yeah,
an
yeah.
upscale shopping promenade with authentic maritime.
What is this?
Amateur hour? It would have taken me right up until the end.
I was waiting for when the nurse.
Yeah.
Thing said, I knew it straight away after
the nurse. This is a standalone gag. That's
no, I knew about the animation. I knew about the animation because they've stopped doing the Eye on Springfield as the seasons have gone along.
I've got a couple more.
Excellent.
Is this the same one? Yeah, it's the same.
Go, toothpaste, go! Move your pasty white butt. Come on, yeah. Shampoo, you can do it! Yay, I won your stupid bathroom products race!
No fair. You only won because you had the inside track.
Ready?
Milhouse, do you ever think about the people in those cars?
Tony, you're doing better than I would have expected.
It makes it harder to spit on them. Sometimes I wonder about all.
I've wasted my life.
Ooh, I've wasted my life.
Yeah.
No, I have actually got them written down on this page here. So let me just.
Are we done?
No.
Oh.
Wet cement. Is there any sweeter sign? Well, maybe high voltage.
Hello, son. Want to try this flying motorcycle I just invented?
No time.
Okay.
Fucking.
Do you have it or what? I think I've only got three of the actual, maybe four of the actual titles.
That was probably harsh.
Do I need to get the year as well?
No, that'd be
too harsh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next. I don't know why it's going like this, but yeah. Have to watch it sideways.
Uh-oh. Here comes the evening rush. Clear out, fellas. Yeah, all right, listen up, guys. The Springfield police have told me that 91% of all...
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, drunk driving is caused by you guys. This is the last one.
Okay.
Is that the last one?
No, this is the last one here. little curveball.
Oh,
well, not really.
If it was a season winner, that'd be tough. Got it.
Ooh,
Terry with the quickness.
Something's wrong. Dad died.
No, no, he's fine.
Oh, what do you know? I'm relieved.
Bart, my birthday is in 2 days. I'm going to be 8 years old. It's a big number, almost double digits.
Well, enjoy it while you can.
Trouble in for me. Co-host of a Die Hard Simpsons podcast.
Oh, that was interesting.
So, yeah. See, like, there were some where I was like, all right, I'm not going to go with, like, I'm going to...
Some of them, it took me a long time there.
Okay, number one.
Wait, hang on, give me 2 seconds,
Number. You thinking of that last one?
No, the
one before the drink driving.
No, I'll just.
Well, that's not drink driving, really.
Okay, whatever.
Drunk driving,
yeah. Whatever.
Just in case, I know it's wrong.
Okay, give me your sheets.
I'll tell you.
No, let's just do it.
Just okay, fine.
Yeah, so like you guys them in silence.
This side of the table.
All right, first one. What do you got?
Season 6, Episode 1, Bart of Darkness.
Oh, episode and everything. Yeah.
Bart witnesses a Rear Window style murder because of the pool.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. They get a reference to Rear Window, the Hitchcock.
The best.
I've never seen it. In the wheelchair.
I haven't seen the movie.
Staring at the
sinister looking good. It's coming to get me. Help.
Next one.
So I originally thought this was Otto Lives with the Simpsons because he gets fired, but it's actually Homer Palooza because then he drives
spot
to the
on.
Thing.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
On.
Homer Palooza?
It is. Oh. What did you have?
Woodstock Homer Cannonball Belly.
That was the working title.
Yes.
And the next one?
So originally I thought this was Troy McClure ends up with Selma and the whole Jub-Jub thing where like the aunt dies, but it's actually the $100 Pog Bleeding Gums Murphy. Is that the...
Ooh, I tell you what, you're not far off. It's wrong, but...
fuck you.
I originally thought it was John the Gay Man, but it's Krusty becoming Rory B. Bellows when he fakes his death on the I'm on a roll of gay.
Bart uses his money to
buy checks.
Buy checks, and he gives Krusty the check.
It's
and
the
it's
Cayman Islands offshore holding company.
So, you follows that one up. What about the next one?
Lisa's first word.
Yeah.
Boom. Terry, do you have the seasons for any of these?
I have season 7 for Homer Woodstock.
Yeah.
Season 8 for Krusty Rory B. Bellows.
That was 7.
Oof. Season 4 for Lisa.
Yeah.
Next one, season 9, Lisa the Babysitter.
It wasn't called that.
No, I don't have the title.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I thought it was the casino. And I thought it was Marge's gambling problem. I thought that they turned that into the casino.
Yeah,
the Burns casino.
Yeah. No, it's, you know what? It's not far off. It's just
it's not just wrong.
What's the next one?
Australia.
Season 6, Bart versus Australia.
Boom.
I wrote Bart versus Australia as well.
Nice. 2 points. Next one.
Stories about Springfield.
Season 6, 22 short stories about the people of Springfield.
Short films. I'll give it to you.
Thanks. These are all correct so far.
Were you correct about all this? Oh, you were, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Just maybe not with the title.
Next one.
Is this the Shelbyville against Shelbyville?
Lemon Tree.
Shelbyville against Shelbyville.
Is this the Springfield? Fuck off. Springfield
yes.
against because Bert.
It is.
Is it season 7?
Season 6.
Ooh, can't wait.
Do you have the full title?
No.
Lemon of Troy.
Of course.
Lemon of Troy.
Yeah.
Next is a bit of a tricky one.
Season 9, Homer versus the State of New York.
Very impressive.
That is very impressive.
See, I owned a DVD for season 9.
Oh, you did? I borrowed it. Yeah. I think I still have it.
Yeah. You just had to crush him, right? Different episode.
Still.
Yeah.
What did you have for that?
I knew it wasn't this, but I thought it might... thought it might be when they go into Prohibition, but that's the episode where the intro is the St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah. Originally, I thought it was actually going to be the one where it was... There was a curfew?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But it's... yeah.
All right, and the last one.
Is this Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it Lisa's birthday or Lisa's
birthday?
It's called Stark Raving Dad.
Of course it is. Homer goes mental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the season?
Season 3.
Yeah, it's very good. All right, so you got 10 out of 10, really.
Yeah.
Tony, you got 7 out of 10?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's pretty, you know what, that's pretty good.
What do you know?
That's pretty fucking good.
I haven't seen him in a while, so kind of love with that.
Fair play now. See, that was the thing, like when I was a kid. Sorry, I've no prize to give, but Terry.
Nothing.
Congratulations. Thanks. That was the thing. I always sort of thought, and I remember I would say to you, I was like, if you pick any episode within the first 30 seconds, I'll tell you what happens. And all this sort of, you didn't give a shite. It's, oh, yeah, can you? Yeah.
That competitive streak.
But that's kind of what I liked. Well, like, what I liked when I was a kid watching it was that, like, you just didn't know what was coming on.
Yeah.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
That's there was no guide.
Yeah.
You know,
I have memories of, like, Bottom coming on.
Yeah.
And I shout up the stairs to you, Bottom's on!
Yeah.
You know, like that sort of stuff where you don't know what show is on, you don't know what episode it is, you just
simpler time.
I do miss, like, I mean, it's amazing having everything on demand, but I have such a perfectly almost curated catalogue that I'm not influenced by anything I don't want to influence.
I know. Yeah.
You know, and I watch just exactly what, nothing ever just comes on, but like, you know, I saw this thing, I was okay. Nothing is ever okay. It's either the best movie, best releases, Rotten Tomatoes, best new DVD release.
I know.
You know, and it's just too much.
I really, but then equally, something would be on Netflix and I wouldn't watch it. And if I'm flicking through the channels, very rarely, and it's on, I'll leave it on like, oh, look.
100%. Like,
liar's on.
When, yeah.
I have like my DVD collection that I never go near.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, Minority Report is on TV. Yeah. And like 2 hours of Tom Cruise.
I know. Yeah. Absolutely.
The effort of having to pick it, though, like,
the
amount of time you waste scrolling around on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I find the best, if I'm trying to get Kerry to watch something, the best thing to do is just to put it on. And then, especially if she's distracted for the first few minutes, and then she's like, what's this? Then you're in. Just give it 5 minutes.
It's really weird because, exactly to your point, I stuck on a film yesterday or Monday, Cop Car. It's a little 90-minute thing. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's by the guy who's actually directed the last two Spider-Man things, but it's these two kids that find an abandoned cop car in like Texas or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like Kevin Bacon is the cop. So like they're like
sold.
They're like 10 and they're like driving around just having fun in his car. And he like, you see like he's like a corrupt cop and he has like a load of incriminating evidence in the boot of the car or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was watching it and like Faye was like, what are you watching over there? Like she was doing some work at the table. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't know, I just tried to stick on this film, whatever. And she's like, all right. And she's like, that looks really good. And I was thinking to myself, I couldn't make you. If I gave you, I could not. And she's like, you know what, though? I probably, if you had suggested, I would. And I was like, exactly.
That's true. That's the best way to do it. Yeah. But like, I find if anything is suggested to me, it's the best way to get me to watch something, too, because I always say no to everything. Like,
I don't know. I'm trying now. I'm trying to sort of
broaden your horizons.
Yeah. But also, like, because, like you say, like that curated sort of nature, I'm like, I want to give this a go. And if it's shite, you're fucking, like, you know, like,
I'm living. No,
what?
I'm living.
Yeah.
Terry, like, my Terry.
Yeah.
My partner.
My Terry.
Like, she'll, like, be scrolling through something and be like, oh, I didn't know there was a Tom Hanks film on Netflix. Being like, yeah, you didn't hear about it because it's probably not good. But she'd be like, well, we put it on Tom Hanks, but we've not heard about it. We've never heard about it. Like, so of course
that
it's
was
not
me
good.
And the Mummy and Tom Cruise didn't even know. And Carrie's like, oh, Tom Cruise and the Mummy. He's like, I've never seen this before.
Yeah,
I've never even heard of it.
You don't get wind of it. So
I watched it. But,
but like Terry would be like, you know, oh, well, we give it a shot. But like, no way. Like, I need to know. I've got a list as long as my arm. And also, when I try and like,
you want
to
get through that stuff first? Risk an hour and a half on Larry Crown.
I actually do want to watch that.
Yeah. Me too. I was trying to get that going. Hey, it's Tom Hanks working in a box factory or something. I don't know.
Terry gets wind of when I'm like when I'm like almost like this, like, well, I think, here, why don't we watch this? It's the kind of film, like, she's like, no, you've built this up too much.
Yeah.
What's this proposal?
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to like it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's especially if someone really wants to watch it and the other one's not, because then you sort of feel like the other person's like,
I know.
I couldn't get Terry to watch The Revenant for 3 years, and I really wanted to see it in the cinema. You know?
I only seen it recently, a couple of months ago.
It's on a small screen in a flight, but it was just not like,
not how you
it's
watch
the
it.
Big sweeping, you know, Children of Men director.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
No wonder.
I saw it on the big screen, and I came out of the cinema feeling cold. Because they spend so much time, and you're like, I'm fucking freezing watching them there. Like, you can.
There's certain movies that only the cinema. Like, I went to see Avatar in the cinema, and I think I said it last time.
I've seen it, but I resisted for a long time. Did not enjoy it.
Well, see, when I came out Avatar. Of it,
did you? Oh, Tony!
I can't wait for Avatar 2.
You will be waiting. You'll be 60 by the time it comes out. And I love James Cameron.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, I went to see T2 on the big screen a couple of weeks ago, and it's fucking amazing. But
it's one of the rare times when the sequel is better.
We've
than
been
the
over
original.
This.
And you're with me now.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's really all the more impressive after seeing it on the big screen, is what I'll say. Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
No.
There's nothing visually like it. There's, you know.
For like 91, whatever it was. 91? Yeah, 91. Like, and it's just like, okay, he put so much effort into, we're going to blow this up, but we're going to do it right. Like, you know, we're going to actually fucking, they have everything rigged or whatever like that. Like,
yeah.
Whereas as the 90s go on, it's just so much easier to replace the practical stuff with cheap CG, and it looks shite. Like,
that's the thing. You know? Like, they look so much better in 91 than it looked now. Like, you know,
see, even him all liquid coming out of fire.
Yeah,
it's fine.
That even
looks fine.
It's better. It's better than most of the shite out there. Like, but again, they're spending that money back then on it. Like, you know,
that's the thing. Like, I find I don't appreciate anything to do with that side of things in any movies or film. Like I was saying, like, even though Game of Thrones season 8, loads of people didn't like it, I've seen that documentary of how they made it, and like, for so much of season 8 I was like, ah, it's fucking green screen computer whatever and all this sort of stuff. And then you see the actual effort that goes into like the makeup and the mask and the set location
and the fire
and everything like that, and I thought like, ah, it's all fake, but then you realise actually it's a huge operation. Like, you know, but
still doesn't help with the writing though. Unfortunately,
yeah. Well, I didn't have a problem with it.
They should have outsourced the writing.
Yeah,
that's just, they didn't. I mean, and also like, I was converted, it was almost like Stockholm syndrome where I couldn't even up to episode like 4 admit that it wasn't good. I was like, no, it's fine. Like, they're just doing
it's
this
just
because
a little rushed. It's still good. It's still good.
I was convinced that there was going to be like the first episode, you know, or like maybe the first, especially after like everything with like the White Walkers, I was like, I thought after that it's going to be like maybe like 50 years in the future and you'll see the world that it is now, or like the last two episodes are like you know, like what Red Dead did, like in a fantastic
epilogue.
Kind of like epilogue, like that, that's a world that deserved an epilogue, you know. But they just
kept going and fizzled
out. But like, even like, it just was
stuck of a shit. Like, it's the season just made me not give it, made everything else obsolete.
Really,
everything
did.
Else shit.
I asked Terry, or we were talking before about Lost versus Game of Thrones.
100% Lost. Like, 100% Lost.
I've not seen Lost.
Wow.
I've seen season 1.
See, I haven't seen season 1. I've seen the rest of them.
What?
Yeah, I know. How do you
The
jump
Lost
in?
Pilot is the greatest pilot in
TV
history.
I know. I feel like I missed the best season at all.
But like, you can go back. I've watched
The Lost finale was better.
The Lost finale was much better.
Game of Thrones is a better show, though.
I don't agree, because I care about the characters.
Pound for pound.
I care about the characters more in Lost. Like, I think they took some fucking huge swings as well. Like, it didn't always come off. But like,
yeah, I don't like JJ's whole like, come here, just keep following
me.
Where's the lead?
Doesn't pay off anywhere. It goes to another thread is what it goes to,
exactly.
And you're following the other one.
A lot of times that happened, but then when it came to the end, I was like, actually, you know what, like, kind of all that bullshit fell away. You were left with the cast expanded and then came in, and you were kind of left with the core, whatever, 10 or 8. You're like, by the end, you're like really invested in what happened. And I wasn't, in Game of Thrones, I wasn't invested in anybody.
No.
One of the biggest holy shit moments that I've ever had was watching Lost, when you see...
Well, don't ruin it for a
minute. You're not going
to
watch
it. No, I know, though. We have to go back.
Yes! Yeah. That's what
it was. I'm getting hard just thinking about it.
When I seen that, I was like, oh my god. So it's the future.
Oh, was that it? Was that leading up to it?
Yeah, because you keep seeing loads of flashbacks or whatever, and then this is one, like, he's got a beard, and like, he's all depressed, like, oh, jeez, what happened to him before he got to the island? And then it's like, we have to go back. And it's like, this is the future!
Because it's like, you keep talking about, like, meeting somebody, and then it's like, Kate gets out of the car. And you're like, what? They knew each other before the island?
It's brilliant.
We have to go back to the
island. So are any of the flashbacks pre-island?
They're all pre-island, except for this one. This is like in season 4.
And then
four
it was like, that was the end of season 3. That's how they ended season 3. That was the end, and you're like, holy shit.
That was
and then it was like
there was Walter White running him over in his car and Breaking Bad.
Well, and that was the one I told you that I was like, you were like, oh,
I was like, I'm sort of, what's not great?
Wait,
stick
like,
with it.
It's like season, episode 8 or 9.
Run.
Yeah.
I love a good run. Anyone just saying run always gets me. Like,
yeah.
But when I was thinking about, like, you know, okay, this, but I could, you know which Simpsons episode it was from, you know, the first few seconds. We were only talking about it the other day. It's like, I always had this as a real claim to fame, but now I'm starting to think that it's just being a teenager. I was like, I could always know when a sex scene was going to come on. Like, with, like, if you're just flicking, like, when you're 13, 14, I was like, I know if I just stick with this, there's sex coming. And you, quick as a flash, and we were having points. Like, I was so impressed with this. We were like, it was always a hue. It was always a blue or a purple.
Yeah.
It was always nighttime. That's exactly what it is. I was like, that's exactly what it was.
I thought you were saying, like, I was like, Princess Leia, bikini, like, something like that. And I was like, I named off a scene. I was like, I don't remember.
No, but the fact that you got it straight away, I was like, it's like, I'm starting to think this isn't just my superpower. I think this is just being a horny teen.
The music sort of changes or whatever.
It was a real purple blue hue to it.
I remember seeing like an adaptation of the Kama Sutra, and it was one of the, was like one of the Indian guys in Dream Team was in it. Like, remember the guy who was like
Dinesh or what's his name?
Dev.
Devan
Prashantatani.
Yeah. Well, he
fucks, man. That guy fucks.
Yeah, yeah. He does.
But he's fucking this. And then, like, it was like, so it was like loads of sex, and it's like, oh, cool. And then, like a week later, there was like a Bollywood movie on, and it just started, and I'm like, if I know anything about Indian movies, this is gonna happen. So I was sat through 3 hours of this fucking Bollywood. Now I'm convinced. I'm convinced it's happening.
When did I get to the fireworks factory?
It's mad the amount that, like. Even like, even if it did, if it wasn't full on sex, just the stuff that would sort of do the job for when you're that, like, literally like a second in a music video or something like that.
I know it was a great one for when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Later teens, you had the Sci-Fi Channel on a Friday night, or like, you know,
like Emmanuel goes Manuel to space,
something like that, something mad, or like the Curse of the Mummy's Tomb or something, and it's the mummy is this, like. You know, big-breasted, red-haired lady. You know, something ridiculous. Yeah. Like,
it seems
like
there was a lot more of that. Just
it's, you know, I think it's because everybody has an app for it now, don't they? Like, you know,
got
their phones. I mean, I don't know, but
not
you
me.
Guys,
those people.
Just speaking of, because we were talking about, like, as teenagers, and maybe try and get a bit back to The Simpsons.
Yes,
when you were in school in The Simpsons, you were, or maybe this is just me, have like a trivia competition or whatever.
Simpsons trivia.
Like, where, yeah, we're like, what's the name of this lad here or whatever, like, who's the guy who owns the isotopes?
Oh no, I never had that. No,
that's just but, me then.
Who is it?
It's Henry K. Duff.
How would I ever get that?
I got it. I was asked.
Henry K. Terry's
the
always
eighth.
Like,
Henry K. Duff the eighth.
Yeah. Terry always names these like actors, like, he was in blah blah blah, you know, Gerald P. Nesbitt. Like, you don't know him? Like, no, I don't. Of course I don't know him. Like, he directed the indie film, and like, you're absolutely losing. Terry's got an unbelievable
encyclopedia. I spent my life watching craving content, like,
it's quite impressive. Like, and every time we do it, I'm like, you're talking to the wrong Cantwell, man. Like, Tony's a man for
you
all
didn't
this
watch, you didn't like Pokemon either.
I didn't see it.
No, generally, like,
no of course not.
I know.
Did you?
Yeah, Pokemon was good.
That's very surprising.
Game?
That's very surprising though.
You never had a Game Boy?
Do you play football?
Yes.
That's surprising now. That's surprising now with the Pokemon thing.
Yeah. I mean, I loved RPGs as well, like, though, when I was like a kid. Like, so like Zelda or like what do you call it?
Yeah, you never touched an RPG. Final Fantasy or anything
like
that? I tried Final Fantasy, I couldn't get past it.
I never got into Final, but like say like Secret of Mana.
Yeah, I didn't touch that.
No, SNES. I forgot you guys.
We're a Sega household.
Sega.
Sorry, guys.
We were only talking about that the last time because I was like, Sega had more danger to it. It was like, SNES is too cookie cutter. How's Sega doing now?
There's some fascinating to me, gaming historian, like this YouTube channel, but like they talk about how. How things like collapsed, like how Sega fucked it up with the
Dreamcast,
but also like the Sega CD, like they invested in, and also like with Sony, like Sony had this big rivalry where basically Sony wanted to build a disc top for the SNES that was going to be 32-bit, Yeah. That was essentially like the first PlayStation. Mm. It was going to go into the cartridge.
Some sort of double cross involved.
Well, that's the thing. Then Nintendo just launched the Nintendo 64 and made the whole thing obsolete.
Great fucking console.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, actually,
console.
No. Nintendo 64 didn't come until after that. Sorry,
that
came
after the PlayStation 1.
Yeah. Well, they decided not to. Go with it, and they kind of so all the Sony R&D was kind of wasted. So then they went to Sega, and Sega didn't want it. So then Sony were like, fuck this, we'll just make our own CD console. And then
Nintendo as well, because remember they were like the force. Yeah. And now like PlayStation, Xbox.
What
like,
have they got? Like the Wii or the Wii U?
No, the Switch
or?
Has changed
Switch.
Everything.
Is it good?
Now.
Is it good?
You have a Switch. I left it on a plane.
No!
So that's gone, like a console, like a PlayStation 4. Yeah, no. But everything's on the cloud, like my account, I can get all the games back.
So you just had to buy a new one.
I need to fucking buy a new one.
I was looking into buying it, and
it's
like
excellent. And the Zelda yeah. on that is like the greatest gaming experience I've had the last 10 years.
Because Faye got me a Wii a couple of years ago for Christmas. Great present.
Yeah, the Wii was great.
Nah, it was great, but like, because a bit of retro game, we could both play like Donkey Kong Country or Mario Kart or whatever. But then I upgraded my TV. So now I have to find new adapters, and I'm just not arsed. So then I was like, maybe I'll get a Switch. You know, it'd be a nice
first
sort of
thing. Yeah, like first thing
got
Terry
a baby
said,
on the way. Like
first thing, the first thing he said when I told him that we had sale agreed on our house, like, take that extra money and get yourself a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, you
with Mario Kart, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Ooh. You play four player, like you play four player just in the one.
Mario Kart is I mean, although I don't like when you can take the things out of the Switch.
Why don't you like that?
It's too.
Did you have the one before the Switch?
The Wii U. No, I didn't.
My nephew had that. Mario Kart was very good on that.
That sort of came and went, but
that's the updated version of that. The HD version of that is, and it looks incredible. Like a Nintendo console looking incredible in HD. Believe it, baby.
I never made any good Simpsons games, really.
Simpsons Hit and Run was apparently quite popular. I never played it.
Do you remember the arcade Simpsons game?
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
That was good.
And Marge has a Hoover that gets people away. Backwards is that?
What was Homer's one?
It's like a cape or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Or something weird.
Bart had the skateboard.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe he did have the cape. And Lisa had the saxophone.
Bart the purple sort of mask.
Yeah. What was Bartman or Bart or whatever. That. That was a great game, though. Like,
I love the one for the Genesis. This Genesis. The Mega Drive.
Genesis.
Okay, right.
Yeah, is it? Is that what we used to call it ever?
When you're downloading the emulators, it's a Genesis. Yeah. Get my Mega Drive, save your life. But yeah, the one where like you were trying to follow the tickets, and then it would go into like a weird kind of world, and then it was like you'd have like
that.
King Kong fucking Homer, and then
and
I was
following
the
tickets
of,
that brings it right back actually
and blowing bubbles and just getting out of the way of everything, you know, and getting the skateboard. Really tough game.
Games were way tougher back then anyway. My parents got me a game for the SNES, Krusty's Super Fun House.
Oh yeah.
And it was like, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. Impossible, it seemed like. It was all these like puzzles. You're Krusty, and it's like all these sort of, you go up a level or whatever, but go through these doors. Every time you go through a door, it's like a different puzzle that you have to sort of do or whatever like that. Like,
they were really hard back then. Like, there was like,
do the Jurassic Park one for the SNES.
Yeah,
the got that. Impossible
got that
game.
The first day I got the SNES, and it was just like, what do I do here? Like, spent 2 months trying to get past the first. Didn't have a clue what I was doing.
It's
like,
impossible.
Is it still impossible?
What's the premise of it?
Like, it's kind of like top down, and you're following Alan Grant, and he's going around. You have like a taser, like you're scaring away little things.
Yeah, that's what.
But then you go into like a thing, and you'd see a hand like press like a beep beep, like to get into a thing. And then once you go into inside, it's like Doom. Like,
But
it was fucking tough.
I got that Christmas day when what was it? What was the place across from Art Scorish? I grew up there. The
Extravision?
Not Extravision. Before it was Extravision.
Oh, yeah.
It was the local...
Yeah, that's where we went, too.
What was it called? Fuck. It wasn't Extravision. Extravision was down in Fairview.
There was an Extravision beside New Mandarin.
No,
it wasn't Extravision.
Oh, there was one there. There was
a video shop,
It was a video shop. Video Scene is what it was called.
Video Scene. No, Video Scene and New Mandarin. That's a night. That's the only laugh.
But you one knew my mom over there, so they got me the SNES and whatever game came with the SNES. Then also she gave her a couple of games to sort of have for whatever, a week or whatever. Right. That, like, you know,
renting games.
Renting games,
with no memory card.
Yeah.
I'll just start again today.
Anyway, I remember you got a Game Boy, and it was for every, because I was spoiled way more than Andy was.
Yeah,
so like whenever it was like Andy's birthday, like
you got a
birthday party, and I'd be like, happy birthday, Andy. And I'd be going around to everyone, yeah, it's my birthday as well. And my mom was like, yeah, it's his birthday as well. And I'd get something. But then, like, and Andy got a Game Boy. I was like, so... Because you never let me touch it.
Yeah, you never let me touch it. You're very small.
Yeah. And then I remember the real kicker was like 3 months after. Like, you had Tetris. And 3 months after, you'd like pleaded with mom to get a game. I think you got Batman or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Game Boy.
Like, the tune in that is so good.
Those the music on those.
Yeah. We're talking about the music from Sonic or whatever. But like, even the music in like Mario and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still currently playing the Sonic game that we had. On the
Sonic 1?
Yeah. And like
Green Hill Zone?
Green Hill Zone Act 1 is so pleasing to me. I could just play that level and repeat. It's easy, it's got the music, it's got the scene. Green Hill Zone 1, 2, and 3 is. And then I wasn't a fan of the marble.
Yeah, and then the underwater.
Joni is terrified when I play that.
What was the... It was like night... What was it? It was the Casino Night Zone? Or was that a different Sonic?
In Sonic, there was Spring Yard. There was... I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Pretty sure Casino Night Zone was maybe Sonic 3.
Listen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but they're going to close the gate on Parktown.
You're telling me they're locking the gates?
They locked the gates.
Lock the gates.
Listen, thank you very much for coming
on. Thank you very much for having me. I'd love to come back.
Yeah, I'd love to have you on.
Maybe do an episode.
An episode, yeah.
Yeah, because we were considering, should we just cover an episode, like our normal structure?
Do you do it in chronological?
Yeah. And we just do episode by episode. But for this one, we were like, we might hinder ourselves just sticking to an episode. We sort of literally talked about everything today. Yeah. So.
The episode we would go next on the slot is Seymour Skinner's badass... Whatever.
Song. Is that where he gets fired?
He gets fired.
Oh, that's a fucking... Yeah. Well, my memory is that it's a great episode.
Yeah. You just called me a liar.
So it's got to be shut. Where can they find you?
You can find me on all the at Tony Horror on all the social medias and Tony Cantwell Comedy on Facebook.
Where are you performing?
I will be performing at the Vodafone Comedy Festival on the 24th and 25th of July.
Is that when we're there?
We're there on the Saturday. You there on the Saturday?
We're not performing.
We're there as guests.
It's like the Dream Gun.
We're going to see Dream Gun.
Oh, you're going to go see Dream Gun? Amazing. I might be there on a Saturday actually to see Dream Gun.
Very good.
It's all working. It's all fitting together.
I don't know if they haven't asked me to be in it.
I see you're on the poster these days anyway.
Yeah, I'm doing their Edinburgh run.
Oh, deadly.
Terry was full of praise for the Dream Gun.
I love it, man.
Everyone that I've seen mention it says it's hilarious.
I think when you were doing the Back to the Future one, was when you posted it, and I was like, what's this? Like, Dream, like, and then I completely got hooked into like all their back catalogue.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
but, it's just like it's like at the Zucker Brothers where it's like rewrite a film like Naked Gun, where to like rewrite like and just fill it full of stupid gags and just dense with jokes, but like very self aware jokes that age films terribly when you really think about it. You know?
It's also very like related to like Ireland and their age group.
Yeah,
like there was one I remember and it always sticks to me where it was like, they kept referencing Len, Steal My Sunshine. I was like, yes, yes, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, they brought it back a few times, and I was like, yeah, 100%. I'm in the zone of that.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song so much.
Yeah, they're doing, is it Shawshank, is it?
Shawshank.
I can't wait for that. You can also find him on Sexy Beasts.
My podcast.
It is very
Jacob.
Funny.
Thank you
very
much. So, it was number one for a while, wasn't it?
It was number one in the comedy charts for a week.
So, you know. I heard it here first. Thank you for listening. And
do rate and review.
Please.
It's actually quite simple. If you go into the app, you just go into ratings and review. You just tap it in, and it'll make all the difference.
Absolutely no excuse to the crumb bums who haven't done it before.
Okay, yeah. I was being nice. It's easy. Do it right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Boom.
Should we say where they can, you know, find us?
Yes. I forgot that we have our own thing to promote. Where can they find us, Terry?
You can find us on Facebook, put an H Die Hard Simpsons podcast page. There's links to all our old episodes, pics and clips go up there. Where else are you going to find us?
Twitter.
I
put an H podcast. You'll find everything there. Memes, GIFs, episodes. Morning Monday motivation. You can now find us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Put it in H podcast.
You can get us on iTunes as well.
Spotify.
You know, give us a Stitcher. Like we were just talking about there, a rating, review.
Yeah, really helps.
Really no excuse, to be honest, yeah. If you're listening right now, if you right now are listening and you haven't given us a review, unless you're on Android.
Oh, right, okay. Nothing
really they can do about that, is there?
You're confusing them, Andy.
Don't look at me.
Listen, listen again next week. And,
you can get us as well if you would like to donate.
Oh, now this is very important.
To help defray the cost of running this thing. You can get us at paypal.me/putitinhpod. Any sort of donation. Spare.
100 quid, 5,000, like... whatever, even if it puts you in financial difficulty, I mean, you know.
No, do not. This man does not represent us. Do not do that.
Trying to get a website going, so give us money so we can get the website together so we can sell merchandise and make more money.
Yeah,
great show.
Yeah,
and also the merchandise will be really
it's
cool.
It's like a snake eating its tail.
Ouroboros.
Yeah. A wheel within a wheel.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Are we done? I stood up. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, great.
Bright lights and heights, I feel like a child. Then they crumble, they won't destroy the spirit of New York City on this beautiful day too. This is a beautiful day too. A beautiful day too. This is a beautiful day too.
Bjart, come sit with your daddy, Bjart. Oh, Bjart.
Marge, I must have drank about 20 Bud Lights. And the shite I was talking. Barney was in absolute fucking shambles. Lad's got a serious, serious problem. Oh, God, he's gone through some tough times. And I saw your man Nelson there, and... he was bleeding doing shots with his alpha. You know, and I know he's not 18 because he's in Bart's class. Bart? Bart, get your mother! Bart, get your fucking mother!